want to show you a picture on the screen. Does anyone recognize it? I say I don't ask hard questions, but that's a really hard question. But if you've seen it before, you might recognize it. It's Van Gogh, I heard somebody say. Does anyone want to say what it depicts? No. You've got to put your hands up. It's not lavender fields, though I admit lavender is the main colour in it. Bluebells? No. You're being...
Cornfields,
that's right. It's the solar. And there's one thing in this picture that tells you that it isn't a realistic picture. It isn't a snapshot of one person going out sewing one day. Can you tell what it is? I suggest you look up towards the top of the picture, just below the sun, which dominates the picture. Can you see what it is? Yes, there are fields of standing corn, of ripe corn, as Margaret said, standing there. And when the sower comes out, he doesn't see already the corn standing there. He's just got a bare field, as this bit in shadow is the bare field, although it's lavender in colour. And you've got the various elements of the parable of the sower here. This element. Here's the stony ground, it's the path. The birds. And you've got the standing corn of the final harvest. And one thing you can't see in the picture. Now, I'm going to be speaking about all these elements later. But if you know the parable of the sower, you would know that there's something else. Yes, some seed fell among thorns and weeds that grew up and choked the seed. Now, where are the thorns and the weeds? They're not there. Now, Van Gogh might have had his own reasons for doing that, but his father was a minister, and he in his early days was an evangelist. And so I think, possibly, I'm not saying I'm right, it's because he's meditated on that scene. Now he painted the sower a lot of times. And Jesus says that the thorns and the weeds grew up and then choked the growing corn, so that it didn't become fruitful. And Jesus says that, watch out, listen, because thorns and thistles and weeds and all that sort of thing can get into our lives and choke the seed of the gospel of Jesus. He talks about the worries of this life. He talks about the desire for riches. All these things can grow up, even though you don't see them at the moment, and make the seed of the gospel, the seed of Jesus, unfruitful in our lives. We're going to be looking more at that later.